Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: periods of snow, a couple inches possible, a low of 25. A winter storm warning will go into effect for southeast Wisconsin at 9 o'clock tonight and continue through 9 o'clock tomorrow for the possibility of up to 6 inches of snow. Entrepreneurs hoping to expand or open a new business in Racine now have a new tool to help them get the information they need all in one place. Called the Business Development Services Portfolio, the 19-page document is designed to be a concise list of tools and resources for business owners. Mayor John Dickert at a news conference in his office this morning said the document outlines a number of new opportunities for grants and loans available to businesses. He said it also includes information and the services available from many of the organizations that currently work with new and expanding businesses to provide information in one convenient place.
And each one of these organizations and the city play a role. We don't want to overlap any of that, and we don't want to tell somebody we can do something that we can't. So we have created a very efficient and streamlined system to make sure that anybody coming in can get the assistance that they need.
Dickert says the idea is to create jobs and business sustainability. The Business Development Services Portfolio is available on the City of Racine website, as well as through business development organizations such as RAMAC, RCEDC, and Gateway Technical College. There's a joint meeting of the Racine County Board's Executive and Health and Human Services Committee tonight at the Ives Grove Auditorium, and the sole agenda item is the Ridgewood Care Center. A task force recently recommended the county get in touch with a broker to explore the possible sale of the county's nursing home, a facility that County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was in charge of for 3 years. Delagrave reiterated the county cannot continue with Ridgewood under today's circumstances, though it ultimately remains a county board decision.
Whatever it may be, it's going to be hard, because one thing I can tell you for sure is that the look of Ridgewood is going to be different.
Delagrave acknowledged whatever a final decision is made can hopefully be done to incorporate it into the 2017 budget planning process. In a little over 5 weeks, voters in Wisconsin will be deciding a state Supreme Court justice for the next 10 years between incumbent Anne Walsh Bradley and challenger Joanne Kloppenburg on April 5th. Math Rothschild, executive director of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, says fundraising will again lead the way in determining the winner. From now until the election, Rothschild says the number of issue ads will be ramped up by political action groups representing both parties, which will pour money into the campaign.
You will have ads that are calling one candidate or another the worst kind of names, and we aren't going to know who is funding those ads.
Rothschild says the biggest spender over the last decade by far has been the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And because of new Wisconsin laws that allow more anonymous cash into campaigns, he believes the ads will be worse than ever. Caledonia police are investigating a car pedestrian accident Sunday evening at Douglas Avenue and Four Mile Road. A 12-year-old girl taken to Children's Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened as the girl was running across Douglas to the gas station on the other side. She was clipped by the eastbound vehicle, whose driver reportedly had the green light. It took We Energy's repair crews past sunrise Sunday morning to install a new pole and hook up transformer equipment for one that was wiped out on Washington Avenue east of Emmertson Road by what Mount Pleasant police say was a drunk driver. A 50-year-old village resident was also cited for operating on a suspended license. The crash knocked out power to the intersection, while downed wires closed that immediate section of the road for hours. Southbound I-94 near Layton Avenue and the Mitchell Interchange had some traffic issues for several hours this morning because of French fries. Thousands of pounds of frozen fries were in a semi-trailer that crashed, blocking one of the on-ramps to the airport. A Milwaukee County judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the county board chairman against county executive Chris Abley. Chairman Theodore Lipscomb filed a lawsuit claiming Abley has violated county ordinances, including by not attending county board meetings. Circuit Court Judge William Sosnay told Lipscomb and his outside attorney that only the county board can sue or be sued unless a majority of supervisors votes to authorize the chairman to act on their behalf. Lipscomb vowed to refile the lawsuit. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.